From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Thursday, October 3rd. Braves fans left wondering what the 2024 season could have been had top Cy Young Award candidate Chris Sale able to pitch this week, and if Ronald Acuna Jr., Spencer Strider, Austin Riley did not suffer season-ending injuries and were available for a playoff run after the Braves' season came to an end on Wednesday, suffering a 5-4 loss to the Padres in Game 2 of the National League Wild Card Series at Petco Park. Braves manager Brian Snitker following last night's loss.
I'm not going to take away anything from the Padres. I mean, they square some balls up really good and got big hits. It's hard to get to the playoffs. It's hard to win a division. There's a lot of things got to go right. You got to have a lot of depth in your organization. We did everything right with these guys. You just never know when you had a little more adversity.
In what might have been his final start as a Brave, he is a free agent at the end of the season. Max Fried took a Fernando Tatis Jr. liner off his backside during the first inning and escaped a bases-loaded threat a few minutes later, but the Padres constructed a 5-run second with the help of consecutive extra base hits by Manny Machado and Jackson Merrill. Michael Harris II highlighted a 3-hit night with a 2-run homer that brought Atlanta within 1 run in the 8th, but for the 3rd straight year, the Braves were eliminated in their first postseason series. And UWG football coach Joel Taylor and his Wolves looking for their first conference win on Saturday. The 1-3 Wolves hosting 1-4 Austin Peay. First-year head coach waiting for all the parts of this 2024 team to click.
I don't know what it's going to take, right? All I know is we got to go out there and work every day. I can't tell you when it's going to click, how it's going to click, but when it does click, it's going to be special, you know? I think our defense is starting to click a little bit. Now the offense got to, you know, come along a little bit, you know? Special teams starting to click a little bit. So once it all happens, like I said, I think right now we are in a growing period, growing pains. That's what you call them. So, you know, we're going to continue to get better, continue to work.
Game time Saturday in Carrollton, 2 o'clock. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on X at Gratic Sports or visit us at graticcommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Gratic Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Colin Worthington.